So, before I go any further, I must catch up on a couple of things. Mr. Big Fatty, thank you for reminding me about the big run and reminding us all to turn our clocks forward. Forward one more hour. So, we'll all be doing that so that we don't miss the big run.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Mr. Big Fatty, thank you.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 814 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 15th of March, 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all. We are heading down into the Fat Cave, and we are going to talk about quiz programs. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Y'all, today is March the 15th, and that is known as the Ides of March, the I-D-E-S of March. And y'all, for those of you who don't have any idea what the Ides of March is, then you're probably not as old as Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, the Ides of March, or Idus Marti in Latin, is the name of the 15th of March in the Roman calendar, probably referring to the day of the full moon. Although, y'all, it's not the full moon today, is it? Let me just check here. No! No! Y'all, the term Ides was used for the 15th day of the months of March, May, July, and October, and the 13th day of all other months. Y'all, I don't know why. The Ides of March was a festive day dedicated to the god Mars, and a military parade was usually held. In modern times, the term Ides of March is best known as the date that Julius Caesar, y'all, he was named after that famous salad. He was killed in 44 BC, and y'all, Julius Caesar was stabbed 23 times to death in the Roman Senate, led by Marcus Junius Brutus, Gaius Cassius Longinus, and 60 other co-conspirators on his way to the theater of Pompeii, where he would be assassinated. Caesar saw a salad. No, Caesar... Caesar saw a seer who had foretold that harm would come to him not later than the Ides of March. Caesar joked, "Well, the Ides of March have come." To which the seer replied, "Aye, they have come, but they are not gone." This meeting was famously dramatized in Bill Shakespeare's play, Julius Caesar, when Caesar is warned to beware the Ides of March. Now, y'all, I have no idea what the connection between Julius Caesar and the Caesar salad is, though. And y'all, speaking of Caesar salads, there was evidently some people who didn't really care for Big Fatty reading the menu for the cruise on yesterday's a little show, but that's okay, y'all. It's good. It's fine with me. I don't care. You don't have to listen. y'all, I'm looking at my and y'all, there's a thing on here that it's just driving me crazy. Because over in the, y'all, that is sausage biscuits with the yellow mustard. Y'all, I did not have any lunch on Monday because I had a gentleman call at lunchtime, so I just had dessert. And, bang, honey, please, we're having Cheerios. But, y'all, over in my iTunes, Y'all, I go over and look under the podcast, and y'all, it's just like over here right now. I have some podcasts in here, and I've just downloaded the Little Ozzy Battler's latest show, and y'all, his artwork appears for his show, and then his artwork also appears under Terminally Single and The Gay Trucker, and y'all, I don't understand it. I just don't understand it, and this has been going on for a while, and I thought that this latest correction might solve it. I was just wondering if anybody else was having that problem. Or is it just, maybe it's just you. And, but y'all, the other thing that's been bothering me are all these damn e-letters. Y'all, they're just getting on my nerves. They are on my last nerve, y'all. And, you know, because you, if you subscribe to, the mailing list, y'all, they send you the e-letters, and the e-letters, y'all, is nothing but junk mail. It is nothing but junk mail, and y'all, I have been on an unsubscribe jaunt through the intertubes, y'all, and there are very few things that I am getting e-letters for, but y'all, I have signed up for the cruise e-letter with the Atlantis alumni. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you, there I must get 50 of them a day. And y'all, I'm just about to give them the finger. Because y'all, I really don't give a shit what all these other people on the cruise are going to be doing. No, Big Craddy, you shouldn't. But anyway, so y'all, one of the e-letters that I did not unsubscribe from was the ABC newsletter. And y'all, if I'm going to talk about ABC, you know that I'm going to be talking about something that Faye Driver from the Pink Wingnuts show was discussing at the beginning of today's show. And y'all, if we're going to talk about the quiz programs, we have got to go, you know where? Yes, Big Fanny, down the pole.
Another groovy day in Gotham City. And everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fat.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we...
Let's just into the BFO Travel Desk.
Hello?
Vera, hold on, I'm trying to get Arthur.
Hello?
Arthur, Vera, huge news. Pride 48 is moving this year.
Moving?
Where?
Yeah, not only where, but when. We're going to be September 16th through the 19th, and here's the big part, from Las Vegas.
That sucks.
It could be interesting.
Yes!
Oh, no. If he's here, I'm out. We're moving.
We're moving? Where? Why are we moving? Oh, music.
That's right. Pride 48 is on the move. This year, we'll be coming to you live September 16th through the 19th from fabulous Las Vegas. Mark the dates and make your plans to join us. Many of your favorite shows will be broadcasting from a single location with a live studio audience. Hotel and venue locations will be announced soon. Keep your eyes on Pride48.com and the Pride 48 Twitter account for more details in the coming weeks. Not all shows will be broadcasting from Las Vegas. However, everyone is invited to do so. Members of the studio audience will consist of podcast listeners and therefore may be subject to drinking, gambling, cursing, spitting, laughing, applauding, drinking, singing, eating, socializing, skipping, drinking, sleeping, burping, general awesomeness, and did we mention drinking?
I'll be at the buffet! F-A-T-T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty online. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that was endless. y'all, the big run on Sunday night, y'all, it was a good one. It was a good one because they were, y'all, but I gotta tell you something. The deaf boy and his mother, y'all, the only thing the boy said, that's it. And I mean, it's just very uninteresting. But y'all, they all had this breakdown because of they had to find these little tiles. And oh, I can't find the tile. Y'all, I mean, it's not like they had to haul a... a wheel of cheese or something like that, you know, through a field of cow shit or something. So anyway, but y'all, the thing that got me was they went to check in, and y'all, they have started this new thing where Phil goes, "You're the first team to arrive, but you're still racing." And he hands them a next clue, and they all go, y'all, no. So, but y'all, the big news is that on Monday, this coming Monday, we are going to have the Dancing with the Stars, y'all. That all starts up on Monday, and it's going to be good. That's all I'm going to say. It is just going to be good. But, y'all, the other thing is that that Survivor, y'all, it is, I'm telling you, I just scratched my head because, y'all, I don't understand a lot of all this stuff that they're doing. Y'all, they have got some batshit crazy people on there. That's all I got to say. But, y'all, the biggest news of all, y'all, is that in this ABC, what do you call it? Oh, y'all, by the way, the Weather Rat is on. He's got Larry the Leprechaun jumping around. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, the biggest news of all was in this ABC newsletter. Yes! Y'all, the spring version of the Wipeout. And y'all, I don't know how I've missed this, but y'all, the spring version of the Wipeout is returning, and it's returning on St. Patty's Day, so maybe Larry the Leprechaun will be on there. Oh, dear, that's it. And y'all are just going to read it to you. It says, "Spring Wipeout, the birds, the bees, and the bedbugs." Continuing on the successful run of Winter Wipeout, ABC launches an all-new season of Spring Wipeout, premiering Thursday, March 17th at 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Daylight Time. Frost is melting off the big balls. Bah! Fatty, that's vulgar. Which means it's time to spring forward for a new season of Wipeout, and the world's most extraordinary obstacle course is in full bloom with an entirely brand new course. Energetic players will deliver astonishing spills, sensational tumbles, and magnificent falls as they face all new obstacles such as the bedbugs, gain major speed on the Springovator, and before they jump onto the big balls. Try their luck on the trampoline spring fling, all before being served up breakfast in the Wipeout kitchen. Only three mighty contestants will move to the spring Wipeout zone, battling head to head for a chance to win $50,000. And y'all, that sounds interesting. So the Wipeout, y'all, if it is the funniest, it is funny. It is the funniest show on television. Y'all, I defy you to watch it and not laugh at it. Big Fatty, you defy us to do a lot of things, and giving you the finger is going to be one of them.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Now, y'all, I am running the risk of reading something to you, so if you don't want to listen to this, don't. But, y'all, I just thought I'd give you the itinerarium of the cruise. Y'all, we leave San Juan, Mexico at 8 p.m. in the evening on Saturday, the 26th of March. And, y'all, then we'll have a day at sea. Those are always fun, y'all. Then on Monday, the 28th, we arrive in Willemstad, Curacao. At 8 a.m. in the morning, and we depart at 10 p.m. in the evening. And then Tuesday, the 29th of March, we will be arriving in Orangestad, Aruba, at 8 a.m. in the morning and depart at 7 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, then on Wednesday, the 30th of March, we'll have a day at sea. Thursday, the 31st, we'll be in Castries, St. Lucia. From 8 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. in the evening. And then Friday, the 1st of April, that is April Fool's Day, will be in Phillipsburg, St. Martin, from 9 a.m. in the morning to 6 p.m. in the evening. And then, y'all, it is back to San Juan on Saturday, the 2nd of April. Y'all will be arriving at 6 a.m. in the morning. Big Fanny, that sounds lovely, just lovely. Now, y'all, I want to read you also. Big Fanny, don't push it. Don't push it, Big Fanny. Quit reading stuff to them. They're not going to like it. But tough shit. Y'all, I want to read you the entertainment schedule that they have published on here. The entertainment preview, they call it. Y'all, on Saturday in San Juan, we will have a almost sail away celebration. And y'all, that'll be poolside at 6 p.m. in the evening. Join 2,000 new friends before we set sail for an unforgettable start to your vacation. Y'all, then this one, when I read it, I just about touched myself inappropriately. Y'all, at 8:30 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., both in the evening. Y'all, it is in the theater. It is an evening with Bruce Valanche. Y'all, I love Bruce Valanche. I love Bruce Valanche. One of the most original comic voices in Hollywood, responsible for virtually every line from Bette, Shea, etc. Y'all, I didn't know he wrote for etc. But as well as the wit behind the Oscars, he's one of our community's great treasures and perfectly hilarious way to start your cruise. And y'all, then in the Safari Club that evening at 11 p.m. in the evening, y'all, we will have Sherry Vine. And y'all, it says, drag yourself out for an original night from one of Atlantis's newest entertainers. Now, y'all, I'm just gonna stop that. Y'all, that is just the first day. Just the first day. But y'all, there are other performers that are gonna be on board that are not headliners. Y'all, Matt Yee, he is a over-the-top cabaret singer, and he has boas and wigs and original music. We have Rick Leonard and Emily. They're the hottest piano bar cabaret entertainers. Mark Farris is a classic Atlantis piano bar entertainer. Ron Pass, the newest piano man, will charm you with the show tunes and standards. And, oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it is Larry Klein calling me, and I'm just going to have to, can you hear that? I'm just going to have to decline the call right now because I got to finish this little show. Sherry Vine, we told you about Sherry. She is edgy and more than slightly off color. Y'all, and she has a website. It's sherryvine.com, so you might want to go look at her. And Mel and Elle, that's Laverne and Shirley, meet Sex in the City in this riotously funny romp. See the cruise compass for exact times and locations of these performers. Oh, and y'all, then they have three DJs for the dance parties. They have Wayne G from London, Warren Gluck from New York, and Manny Lehman from the Los Angeles area. Y'all, I don't know. He may be in a gang. I don't know that for sure. But y'all, they are turning the... They'll also have movies tailored in the cinema and in the in-room entertainment. There'll be a variety of first-run movies, new gay movies, and a few classics. And yes, there are some appropriate adult movies on the pay-per-view. Y'all, they put the gay porn on there for the pay-per-view. And y'all, then they're going to take over the pit stop, which is, I guess that is like the sports club. They are converting it into Atlantis' own video bar for the week with an extraordinary selection of entertainment ranging from comedy. Oh, dear Gussie, to show tunes. It's the perfect place to meet and relax in a casual and friendly environment. Yeah, y'all, I'm going to tell you more about the At Sea Entertainment as the week progresses. But y'all, that just gives you an idea of some of the things that we are going to be experiencing on this cruise. And y'all, I'm telling you, they pull out all the stops. But y'all, if you don't know who Bruce Valanche is, y'all, you got to goggle him. Because y'all, he's fat. He's big and fat and hairy. And y'all, the only thing I can say is he reminds Big Fatty of Big Fatty.
Mr. Big Fatty, thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm glad I could assist. What did I do?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.